In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Round Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, a People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff, and this is the People Speak on this Friday morning, August the 26th, I believe. Month of August almost over already. Summer almost over. Not going to be too sad to see it leave, though. But of course, not looking for the cold winter either, though. So. We've got Richard Blakely joining us this morning. He's over at the DuQuoin State Fair, which I guess officially kicks off this evening with the parade, but things already getting lined up over there and ready to go. Richard, how are things over there?
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, things are going on here at the fair this morning as the final setup is taking place. Checks, state people here inspecting the rides and making sure everything's safe for the kids and all the adults on the rides here. We're looking out from the front doors of the main grandstands, seeing people walking around, and just everybody making the final arrangements and final checks for the state fair that starts this afternoon or this evening. I think at 4 o'clock is when the gates officially open. The wildlife parade is at 6, and the harness racing events here at the grandstand take place after that. We have Mayor Alonji of DuQuoin with us. Mayor, welcome.
No, thank you for having me, Richard.
Well, it seems like we're getting the habit of doing this.
We are. It's kind of a yearly tradition, isn't it?
It is, and something I look forward to. I enjoy coming over here doing these events, and I've enjoyed this fair, as I told you a few minutes ago. I saw my first car race here at DuQuoin, I think in 1963. So it's been a year or two I've been attending this fair, and it has changed so much over the years. Nearly disappeared at one time, been brought back, and we have a great fair going on again this year.
Yeah, you know, back in 1923, the Hayes family had a vision for Southern Illinois and DuQuoin, and they purchased some land, and they decided to have a fair and a state fair, and they ran it for many, many years up until, I don't know, the late 70s, maybe early 80s, and then, you know, it was privately purchased, and you know, that purchase didn't work out very well, and there was arrangements for the state to come in and take over, and thank God that they did.
Well, I agree. I mean, it went from something very proud for Southern Illinois to almost being gone in that time frame before the state stepped in.
Yeah, and you know, everybody calls this the DuQuoin State Fair, and you know, the town is gracious to, you know, to host it, but it's actually a regional event. And, you know, I don't think people understand how much trickle-down economics there is to this fairgrounds, not only for the state fair, but for all the events that happen here.
And there's more than just the state fair that happens at these fairgrounds anymore.
Oh, yeah, they have motorcycle races, and they have, you know, the indoor midget races over at the Southern Illinois Center. You know, they have the horse arena now, and, you know, and those kind of are quiet events. You know, they draw 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in one night, and then they just kind of disperse. And, you know, those are events that's what I call quick hitters. You know, they come in and they spend their money, and they go back home.
This fair is such as you mentioned already, an economic driver for DuQuoin, but not only DuQuoin, Carbondale, Benton, Mount Vernon, all the areas, all the communities around the area.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, what happens here in DuQuoin, you know, I don't know exactly how many days they have events here on the grounds, but I'm saying probably close to 50 or 60, maybe 70 dates. But those dates, you know, when they draw those people, then you have the other 300 days in the year that you have to fill motel rooms. And, you know, we'd only have about 100 motel rooms here in DuQuoin. So when there's a large event here, like the DuQuoin State Fair or the car craft, you know, when they come in June, people in our towns like Carbondale and Murfreesboro and Heron and Marion and Mount Vernon, you know, they get the evening crowd when they go back and, you know, they go to their rooms because we don't have the rooms here in DuQuoin. The restaurants around Southern Illinois do good. And, of course, those, you know, those are tourism taxes because, you know, every hotel room has a tourism tax to it. So that goes back into their communities as well.
And that's what this this facility does for the people here in the area. So it's good. It's what we have to have for Southern Illinois.
Well, and you know, it's great part-time employment for a lot of people. There, you know, there are a lot of kids, a lot of young adults. You know, they work the 10 days of the fair. Sometimes they work for different events here at the fairgrounds. They make that extra money that buys those books and you know and pays for that gas for those kids and you know sometimes that bank payment for that car.
You know, I can remember. I never really worked here at the fair because I was raised on a farm and had plenty to do anyway. But schools in Pinckneyville, Camarillo, DuQuoin didn't start until after the fair. I mean, they may went to school on Friday before Labor Day, but the first day of classes was Tuesday after Labor Day. And they did that because the kids always worked here at the fair.
Yeah, and you know, now school all around Southern Illinois starts most of the time before the fair. But, you know, I mean, those kids, they still have the opportunity to make their money. They're, you know, they have the ushers here, and you know, there's different vendors around the grounds that hire people for a seasonal basis. So, I mean, there's still that opportunity. And, you know, I mean, this fair has a rich tradition. You know, you go back to when you and I were kids, and we're both
2 years ago.
Yeah, we're both telling our age. I'm going to be 69 here in September. But
you're young yet.
Yeah, okay. But you know, there wasn't an Indy driver that didn't race on this track.
Oh.
You know, there wasn't a Hamiltonian driver that didn't drive on this track. You know, I mean, the Unsers, the Foyts, the Andretti's. And then, you know, let's go with performers. You know, you're looking at Red Skelton, you're looking at Sonny and Cher, you know, you're looking at Bob Hope, Johnny Carson. All those big names were here.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
You know, and now, you know, we still get those big names, but I think there's a lot of big names now, where back when we were kids, there was big names, but they weren't as many. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And I know exactly what you're saying. Back when we were kids, a lot of times, if I remember correctly, they had the same stage show from Monday to Friday night.
Yeah, it was usually Monday through Thursday.
And then
they changed it up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then Labor Day was always a separate show.
Yeah.
But they always had the Manhattan Rockettes that always performed first.
Yeah.
You know, and that, you know, that, I mean, that's a staple of the fair back in the Hayes days. You know, they, you know, and people used to dress up for Labor Day. You know, they'd come and you know the women would be dressed to the T, and you know the men would be in shirt and tie and everything, and you know, I mean, now it's a more casual affair, but I think you know, whatever works,
whatever people do today.
Yeah.
I agree. I said it's such a difference on what's going on. So let's take a break right now. I have a word from our sponsors. I'll be back with more Mayor Lounge right after this.
And welcome back. It's 9:40. Again, you're listening to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Richard Blakely over at the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds as the DuQuoin State Fair getting ready to kick off this evening. The Twilight Parade, as you mentioned, getting underway at 6 o'clock tonight. I believe the gates will open at 4. He's been talking with DuQuoin Mayor Alonji, and I believe he's looking for some more guests that can talk to us and tell us a little bit about what's going on at the fair this year.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, we're back here, Mayor Lounge. You just learned what live radio is all about. You never know. We had some people looking for different offices here in the facility come up and start asking us about where they should go. Well, it's kind of difficult for us to answer questions when we're on the radio, but that's part of live radio and part of the fun that I enjoy. Mayor, going back a little bit about the history of this fair, and all fairs, really, they started out as a way of showing your agricultural products.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still true with the livestock shows that they have over at the expo hall here on the ground. But again, that has changed over the years. A lot less livestock coming in to show.
Yeah, you know, I remember when I was a kid, the expo hall used to be full of cows and pigs.
Yes.
And I don't know, I was maybe 6 or 7 years old. I remember watching a little piglet be barned, and you know, that was an exciting deal. You don't see that anymore. But you know, I mean, I think things just change with the times, and you know, you've got to change with those times, because you got to keep people interested. And you know, one of the things that you know I hear all the time is that, Richard, you know, what's the state going to do with the fairgrounds? What's the state going to do with the fairgrounds? But fairgrounds are going to be here. I mean, you know, they are investing capital money into the grandstands. They're going to be investing, you know, money into the roads. And, you know, the fair is not going to go anywhere. The state is committed to have this fair, and it's going to continue. I think what Southern Illinois needs to do is show its support and come out in groves and just enjoy the entertainment and the fun.
Enjoy it. Now, you talked about the facilities. They did a major upgrade on this grandstand facility that we're here. I know I came over here early this month, and they still had scaffolding up in the grandstands, working on the roof and working in the grandstands. And I was kidding some of the office staff, are we going to have to sit around that during the fair? But,
yeah.
I mean, they've got all done and ready to go.
Yeah, they've got, you know, they did a real nice job of the grandstand. They painted the inside of the grandstand. They did some electrical upgrades. I think they got the fire suppression system now, you know, online. You know, they did the tuck pointing. You know, they took the windows out and put them back in, and I think they're going to do some, you know, some renovation over at the governor's mansion. They're going to be doing some work with the horse barns, and you know, hopefully very soon they'll address the roads, because there are some roads out here that need to be addressed. You know, the fairground proper is pretty good, but you know, some of the back roads of the fairgrounds needs attention, and you know, I've been told that they're going to do that, and that's great.
It is. Now, looking at the fair this year, as we say, this wildlife parade starts at 6 to 9 here in town, and they've changed the route. It used to come down from DuCoyne, from town, down 51 into the fairgrounds. Now it's simply all in the fairgrounds, correct?
Yeah, we had a conversation about that several years ago back. It was pre-Pritzker. And, you know, basically IDOT and you know, the state attorney, not the state's attorney, but the attorneys at the state of Illinois, and our attorney felt as though that, you know, the state and the city was opening itself up to a lot of potential liability, because the parade was on a 4-lane highway, but they shut 2 lanes off, but they still had 2 lanes going. And, you know, in this day and age, you just don't know when somebody's going to decide to take that car and wave it into the crowd. And it was really a serious liability issue, and state troopers had to line the street all the way down as you went. So, you know, they came up with a plan to have it inside the fairgrounds, and I'm going to tell you, I think that's the place to have it.
Why do you think?
Because, you know, here's what happened. Everybody was outside the gates of the fairgrounds for that fair. Now they're inside the gates of the fairgrounds for that parade. And when you're inside at a parade and you got food vendors, they make money, and people spend money in the fairgrounds, and that's why you have a fair, to bring them inside the fairgrounds. So I think that was a good move.
Well, I think it is too. And as you said, we've seen an incident in the Chicago area this year,
yeah,
where a car drove through the parade.
Yeah.
And you know, today you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You have to protect yourself.
Well,
you have to protect the state and the community of DuCoyne.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't have to be a malicious act. It could be a major health event.
Yeah.
You know, that causes that accident. So, you know, I mean, you just got to cross your T's and dot your I's. But you know, I stand behind that decision 100%. I think that was, you know, the party is inside the grounds of the fairgrounds. You know, you have your parade here.
And tonight after the parade, the rides will be open, the midways will be open, as you said, the food stands will be open, but there's harness racing on the track here at DuCoyne on tonight.
Yeah, they kick off with harness racing, I think, at 7 o'clock. I think post time is 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, I think, is 11
12
o'clock.
12 noon, something like that.
And, you know, I mean, they have a decent crowd, you know, for those 2 days. You know, I'm looking forward to Coast Waddell tomorrow night. They've got a ton of tickets sold for that. I think the walk-up crowd will be great for that. you know, I think that's got Nelly written all over it as far as attendance goes. You remember a couple of years ago they had Nelly here, had 5,500, 6,000 people in that grandstand. And, you know, when you get 5,500, 6,000 people in that grandstand, they're going to spend money. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a good time. The vendors are going to do good. The fair is going to do good. People are with their families. They're enjoying themselves.
And that's the overall goal of the state of Illinois, to get the entertainment here, get the people from Southern Illinois here to come and see the fair.
That's right. And I think, you know, good entertainment attracts good crowds.
Yeah.
And as I look up down at it, that entertainment schedule, I mean, we got Coast Waddell tomorrow night. You know, you've got Chase Rice, you've got Randy Houser, you've got Laney Wilson, Jeff Foxworthy, I love. So, I mean, I think you come out and, you know, a couple with a family, two kids, they want to come out and they want to watch Jeff Foxworthy. You know, they can come here and watch him for the price of four tickets versus the price of one ticket in St. Louis to see a major performance.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
that's a good deal.
Yeah, the difference in ticket prices for an event like this versus a same entertainer at Savage Center or whatever it's called today,
yeah,
or the Dome there in St. Louis, it's half.
Well, you know, I mean, you go to Vegas and you see Jeff Foxworthy, he's going to spend $125.
Yeah.
You know? You go to St. Louis and you see Cole Swaddell, you're going to spend at least $100 to $125.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're getting a good bang for the buck here.
Well, I was hoping to have Josh Gross join us. I don't see him yet. Let's take our final break this morning, and if he doesn't show up, we have Mayor Alonji. We'll keep on going up at 10 o'clock. Back here in just a moment.
And welcome back. A little time left today, talking with Richard over at the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds. And Rich, you were talking earlier about some of the exhibits that were in the grandstands, or the exhibition hall, actually. I remember the grandstand, one end of it was just full of canned jellies, jams, vegetables, fruits, all that. And I remember always having to go through there with my parents, looking at that stuff, which was not interesting to me at the time.
Well, Jeff, that has been moved over to the Expo Hall, but they still have it. If you want to come over and inspect it today, they still have it over at the Expo Hall.
That
was the good old days when Sam the Candyman was here in the corner making his fudge, and all the vendors were underneath the grandstand. That was the good old days.
It has changed a lot here since then. But again, as Mayor Alonji said, you to grow and to change is what you have to do to keep people coming back year after year.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about some good decisions being made. I think another good decision was when they put the cars underneath the race cars underneath the lights. You know, there's nothing more beautiful at 8 o'clock at night to go up in the grandstand and look down and see those lights on that track and those cars going around that track. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, those race cars we talked about earlier with the Hunters and Andretti and Floyd and Ward and Roger White, and so many drivers have drove on this track over the years. You go back, Tony Stewart's been here, J.J. Yeagley, Kyle Larson, a driver that's having a lot of success on the NASCAR circuit today, drove on this track.
Yeah.
So Jeff Gordon made a comment in an interview I saw this summer about the worst wreck he ever had while he was driving a car right here at DuQuoin. You say he went over the fence, out of the track. And so, I mean, when you get these type of people learning their craft here, you see good racing.
A.J. Foyt had a real bad accident here, too. You know, he got burned.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, there's been several fatalities on this track. It's, but, you know, the flip side to it is, it's one of the fastest harness racing tracks in the United States. It's a shame we lost the Hamiltonian, but, you know, it goes where the money goes, but you know, we survived.
And that's the good part of what we have here at DuQuoin. The farm communities, and that's what we are. We're a farm area here in Southern Illinois. We depend on agriculture so much. Farmers adopt a way to survive. And I think that carries over to the business people that know what farming does to the communities.
Yeah, I think Southern Illinois people just find a way to make it happen. There's some people that think, you know, that the world is either black or white, you know, in their life, and then there's others that get the job done at all costs.
Yeah, Ben. Something else coming here, it's been for several years now, is the ITPA Truck and Tractor Poll. That's Monday and Tuesday evenings here on the short track, or the old track, Eric Ducoin. And if you haven't seen these tractors and trucks that they pull in these events, they're not a hobby. They're out there for a business.
And there's a lot of money invested in that machinery, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah. I saw the tractors over at Duke, or over at Pictureville, the Thrasher Bridge this past week. And those tractors are, you know, expensive. And but that's not what you're going to see out here.
Yeah, then, those tractors have some horsepower to them.
Oh, they're not the field tractors. They're not what the farmers drive around.
They're not.
So, but anyway, it's just so much going on here to do going fair the next, starting tonight all the way through Labor Day.
Yeah, and I just, as a mayor, I, again, the city is gracious, to host this event. And, we want people to come to our town. We want people to enjoy. We want to welcome people. And we want people to come out and support the fair and just have a good time with their family.
These are family events here at the fair, so come out and spend time with your family, enjoying what Southern Illinois is.
For a reasonable price.
Well, what you get more for your dollar here than you do so many other places.
You do.
I said the livestock shows for the junior classes, the open classes, they get underway, I think, first of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all different classes, all types of livestock shows, cattle, hogs, horses. Oh, the Clydesdales. We haven't talked about the Clydesdales.
Yeah, the Clydesdales are going to be here again. I think this is going to be their third year. They always make a trip, I think, every evening down in front of the grandstand. I think it's usually 6:30 every evening. They hit the horses up and they come out and parade the horses. And, the other thing that is a good bang for your buck here on the grounds is a free entertainment tent. There's a lot of good entertainment there. And at the beer garden, I mean, 38 specials going to be there tonight. So that place will be a rocket.
The place will be alive over there tonight. Mayor, I thank you for taking time to come out.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I said, I've supported this fair. I said, I've been here for years and years, so it's important.
Hopefully we'll be around for a little bit longer.
Hope so. I enjoyed it. I want to see more.
Me too.
Jeff, we're going to send back to you. I think we're about out of time. You've been listening to the people speak. We'll be back here at Ducoin next Friday over at the Expo Hall talking about what else is going on over there. I'm Richard Blakely.
Guy Alonji.
Jeff, back to you at the studios.
Thank you, Rich. And that will wrap things up for the People Speak today. Have a great weekend.